I created the group just for me and for my colleagues, pretty much it. But, and that's why I didn't have stress. I knew that nobody's going to judge me. Nobody's going to say anything to me. It's just my group. And like, I'm going to post it there. Like if somebody else wants to post, let them post. That's it. So I think all the creators should think the same way, that no one is going to judge you.
Imagine you have a Facebook group where you can share your ideas, products, and services with tens of thousands of raving fans every single day. The question is, how do you create a group and fill it with the right people that only you can serve and bring value to at the highest level? Join me as I set out to find the people who already have the most successful groups in every niche under the sun, to ask them what their secrets are, so we too can serve and bring value to those that are waiting for us to show up. My name is Usher Fried, and this is Facebook Group Secrets.
My name is Anna, and I own a Facebook group called New York Business for Sale. It's pretty much about businesses for sale in New York and around. People post their businesses, which they want to sell, and they post their wish to buy new businesses. That's pretty much it.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's pretty much it, but that's like a loaded group. It's only New York, right? Is it? It's only New York.
No, that's not all in New York, because I'm having a lot of people from different states and even from different countries, which are, I guess, willing to buy businesses all over New York or in surrounding areas like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, some of them even in Florida. So yeah, like I'm getting more and more and more people from different places other than New York.
Wow. Okay, fine. This is like a loaded group, and it's very unique. It's much different than anyone else I've interviewed, because just the concept that you could go on Facebook and buy a business. You know, that's the closest group I've interviewed, pontoon boats for sale. You know, that's what I would say is the closest. And they also had a group used Ferrari for sales, which was like also interesting that you could come onto Facebook and buy Ferraris. But like, this is like another
that's
whole
crazy.
New level. Yeah, yeah, no, crazy. They have like 19,000 members at this point. Close to 20,000. Yeah.
You remember you asked me if you can sell businesses on Facebook, and I said you can pretty much sell anything on Facebook.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so, like, and these people are coming to you when, like you said, that people from out of country or from out of state are coming to you. Are they inquire, they send you a message to ask you about a business, or are they going directly to the people who are posting?
No, they did not send me anything. All they do is they just post their posts into my group, and then I approve this post, and it goes live to my group. So they do not communicate with me so much. I'm just like an agent between the buyers and sellers, pretty much.
Right. Uh-huh. So people will post looking for a business in New York. Like, those posts are allowed through, or only listings are allowed?
No, of course, I do allow posts from people who are looking to buy businesses, of course, because they're more, not more important, but there are less of them than the posts where people want to sell their businesses, because especially nowadays, you know, due to all this COVID situation, a lot of businesses, unfortunately, they die, but people do not want to get rid of them like completely. They want to sell them. And there are a lot of businesses right now for sale, but less people that want to buy. So I really appreciate those people who post about that they're looking to buy businesses, because all the owners can come to them and they can offer their businesses for sale.
Ah, that's so interesting. Okay, I have 1,000 questions, and I'm going out of order. Let's back up. I'm jumping over here. You know, if I could
no
speak
worries.
Like 1,000, you know, questions at once, I'll just shoot it at you, and like you would like
no, don't do it.
Okay, fine. So I guess take us, you know, we always start from the beginning. Like, why did you decide to put up this group? Like, what was your original ambitions for the group? Take us to that first day you popped up this group. You know, like, why did you put up this group?
Well, that's a great question, because when I used to live in New York, I was a real estate agent. And first, I started with renting out apartments. Then I started selling out the house, selling the houses. And then I've got a couple of businesses for sale that some of the business owners, they want to sell their businesses. And they came to me, they're like, Anna, please help. And I was like, okay. And when I used to rent out the houses and apartments, I used to post them on Facebook in like different Facebook groups, and everything was fine. Like, people were coming to me. But then when it came to businesses for sale, I went to Facebook and I couldn't find any groups on Facebook which were related to businesses for sale. And I was like, okay, that's not very good, because I couldn't find people in other groups who are looking for a business. Maybe I wasn't just looking very good, but this is why I decided to create my own group, maybe just for me and for my clients, because I had a couple of clients and a couple of agents that I know that like had a couple of clients who were looking to buy businesses. And I was like, okay, let me add them. And this is why I created it. And then those clients and those agents, they were, I guess, adding their own friends, or I don't know. To be honest, I have no idea how it grew that much, because I didn't do anything to promote it or anything. So I guess people just decided that it's worth something. So they were just coming there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically you created this group because it didn't exist and you knew the market existed, right? The group didn't exist, but you knew, you as mm-hmm. as a real estate realtor, right? So you knew that there was a market. Like, I didn't even know. I didn't know. I heard of it once, people buying and selling businesses. But like, I thought up until, I guess, you know, our conversation, that if a business is not doing well, it's going out of business. So they put up the signs, it's going out of business, they get rid of their stock and they shut down, they file Chapter 11, right? But now you say that like there's this other option of selling the business to someone who, you know, maybe has a better plan. You know, I guess people do sell, like, you know, I was a big sports fan, so people sell teams. So I guess that's also selling a business.
Right.
But like, I didn't, like, I guess, think about like a bagel shop and a restaurant and a phone repair shop. I'm just like, you know, thinking out loud now, because the shoemaker around the corner from my house is actually selling his store.
The reason why they sell it is because, imagine, you have created your own business, right? You're the business owner. You had this business for, like, I don't know, let's say 5 years or 10 years, right? You did everything to grow that business. And for some reason, clients, I don't know, maybe clients stopped coming, or due to all some personal reasons, you cannot continue like working on that business or anything. Anything can happen in life. It's life. It's 100%. Normal. So instead of just losing it, instead of just selling out everything and just like leaving this business as it didn't even exist, you want somebody else to continue working on your business and growing it. So one day you can come there and you can say, like, okay, here you go, I started it. I feel bad for people who are in this situation, but it's a good thing that this option exists,
right?
That they can actually sell it and see it grows with growing without them.
Right. It's like, you know, someone who unfortunately can't take care of their child for medical reasons, whatever it is. So, you know, you give up your child for adoption. You know, I guess that's the obviously the next best thing. So same thing with businesses. You don't want to just like shoot it. You want to give it over to someone else to take care of, and, you know, nurture, because you put so much time and effort, you know, into building it. And plus you make a profit, hopefully, you know, you make some money selling it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's also another reason. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So right. So basically you knew that the market existed, but there was no platform on Facebook. So you put it up and you put your clients in. I think that in of itself was your strategy to grow it, because you added people that you knew that were interested in this market, and you added in, you know, how many people did you add in? 30, I don't know, 10, how many?
Yeah, something like that. 10, 20, maybe like 30. I don't know. I to be honest, I don't remember. I didn't plan to grow it. I just planned to post it, to post my listings somewhere so people could come there and look at them and maybe get interested in them. And, you know, so I could make a deal.
Right, right.
Sounds a little bit selfish, but yeah.
No. You know, you got to live, you know, you have to make money. This exactly. is a big thing that always comes up on my podcast. Because a lot of people have groups on Facebook for just hobbies. And they have these, you know, huge followings of hundreds of thousands of people. And they don't want to monetize it mm-hmm. because, you know, they don't want to charge money or whatever it is. You know, it's obviously you're not charging people to continue doing whatever they're doing. You're offering them something more. You're giving them opportunity and you're charging for it. And this way you could put more time into it. You could grow the group. You could give people a better time, right? If somebody has, let's say, a dads with daughters group. Mm-hmm. So if you could monetize that by helping fathers, you know, parent their daughters or helping fathers deal with whatever stresses in their lives or selling them, you know, apparel. So then that's great, right? That's great. There's no, there's 100%. So, and especially if you're in real estate, and you have a business, creating a Facebook group to aid that's huge. That's, I think, is like a no-brainer for every business. And it's not so widespread. And I really think that it could be as simple as like what you just did, right? I mean, not what you just did. You did this 3 years ago, which is not such a long time ago. Let me put my phone on silent. It was supposed to be on silent.
Sure.
All right, so... So you did this 3 years ago. So basically what you did is you had client base and you put them into your group and you had people that were already interested. And then you were providing the content, it sounds like, whenever a business came up, you would post mm-hmm. it. So you had people that were interested. You had content. You know, those are the two ingredients you really, really need. And then time, right? You have 3 years and you have 40,000 people. That's pretty big. So I think that would be, you know, your strategy. You said you didn't do anything to grow it, but I think that's what you did to grow it without even realizing.
Probably, yeah, that's what it is. First, okay, it wasn't the first group that I've created. It was another, there was another group for just renting apartments or selling the houses, but it didn't go. There were a lot of groups like that.
Right.
But this group, I also allowed my colleagues to post in there. So they were posting their businesses and they were posting that their clients, they were looking for businesses. I guess people found it interesting and useful for themselves.
Right. There's no other that existed, right? So, I mean, I've heard from people start groups, but only if you see other groups are out there, right? Because then you know there's a need. The difference over here is that you're not starting a group as an outsider. You're starting the group as an insider, right? So if I'm sitting down today and like, oh, what type of group should I open? So mm-hmm. I don't know anything, let's say, right? So how do you find the data of what to open? So you see what people are interested in. The way to measure that metric is to see what other groups are out there. So if you see five groups in an exercising niche in a specific type of exercise, so then you see there's a great interest in this. You could also check right. Google. There's other ways to check. But the advantage of, let's say, being a professional and being part of a circle that you already know there's right. a need for it offline, right? You can make the assumption that online there would be that same need. So that was the advantage that you came. You came with having mm-hmm. a business that was working offline, and now you just went ahead and created a platform mm-hmm. for it to blossom online. And the advantage to that is that you have no competition.
That is true. I'm not gonna lie, that's true. I don't have competition right now because, I mean, I've seen a lot of other groups that were created after mine, but I'm not gonna brag, but I'm gonna brag. I do not have competition right now.
let me check business for sale. I'm not going to find anything besides yeah. I don't think I saw any other group.
I mean, there are some like small ones, but they're all filled with some spam. I don't know why. Probably the admins, they do not clean it.
All right, here's the closest: business and franchise for sale, 10,000 members, but you're way ahead of them. But you know, that's not bad. You're marketed only in New York. You're already getting people, you know, I don't know. I wonder if you're getting people from all over the world and all over the country asking to buy and, you know, sell business. So maybe change the name to, I don't know, like world, because then that's like too much. You know, you want to, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to start attracting any business out of the world. Maybe you want to just like leave it to North America. I don't know, like maybe include, you know, where you're living now, because maybe you could use it as an advantage to whatever you're doing now. But I wonder if that could even help your group grow even bigger, because if somebody's just looking to buy and sell a business and they're living in California, they might just scroll past your group because it says New York, you know?
Well, you know, it never stopped anyone, the name, because there are a lot of people that are joining anyways. But maybe I can think about it probably in the future, because right now I feel like it's so concentrated around New York that people from New York, they're not going to like this group, like scrolling so much around this group, you know, to look for businesses all over the place, but not New York. It's a little bit complicated right now. Yeah, I don't want to confuse anyone.
Right, 100%. I mean, the reason to not switch it is, you know, if it's working, so then, you know, don't do anything to maybe amplify it. It might make it worse, because like what you said, you have a concentration of a customer base in New York. So now those are probably your most active members.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you make it too big, it's going to be a turnoff for them. That's the downside, right?
And also, right now, I do have a lot of a lot of members that they want to post their businesses from other countries. But for now, I do not allow them, not to confuse people.
Right, 100%. And like, you know, as someone who lives in New York, so if I'm in your group and I see, let's say, a business in California here, a business in Illinois over there, it's in America, I wouldn't be like, what? But all of a sudden I see a business in Pakistan or a business in India or whatever it is. Because if you allow countries, everyone will start posting.
Mm-hmm.
That starts getting associated like, oh, 1 second, this is spammy. Right? And then that's a huge turnoff.
Probably, yeah. Because I get a lot of posts like that. And for now, maybe later, maybe you never know what I'm going to do with this group. But for now, I want to keep it concentrated on New York.
On New York. But at the same time, allow other businesses in America to post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you never know where New Yorkers are going to go. Maybe they would want to move to Florida and they want to buy a business there. So, you know, I'll give them that option.
Interesting. It happens to be there's a massive exodus in New York now. A lot of people are living.
There you go.
I don't know the exact numbers, because with COVID, first of all, the city is like was closed down for months and a lot of businesses shut down. The restaurants shut down.
Yeah.
And then also people could work remotely. So there's no need to rent, you know, an office space in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. People are realizing that you don't need to live in Manhattan. So now people who are moving to Florida or wherever they're going, they have the option to buy a business from the group they're already in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I allow those posts as well. Let them be.
So basically it is buy and sell New York for people who live in New York and might be moving, right? So because I think you're doing this in a very smart way. You don't want to change the group too much because you're going to lose it. But at the same time, within the small niche that you're serving, you could extend without breaking that boundary that you created that makes it spammy.
Right.
Nice little balance. Mm-hmm. I do think that there may be people that skip over your group because it's New York, but you have 41,000 people in your group, 40.9. So, you know, that shouldn't be of concern that like you're going to be missing a few people each day. How many people do you have coming into your group every day?
So it's about 100. About 100 people.
Okay.
Yeah, and about like 90 posts I have to like filter.
No way.
Yeah.
90 posts a day? I don't see that many.
No, I have to filter them. Like 90 posts are being suggested to me and I have to like approve like a few of them and the rest is spam.
I was like, how many people are selling their businesses? So I was like trying to get a feel for it.
So it's about a couple of posts every day.
A couple of posts every day. Okay, that's solid for buying and selling a business in New York. So you have a couple of posts. Like I know from the Use Ferrari for Sale, like even if a post doesn't have engagement, you'll still have inquiries in Messenger. So I'm assuming that happens in your group as well. A Ferrari, if I post a Ferrari, you know, I admin that group for a while and I still do. But if you post a Ferrari, people just love looking at Ferraris.
Right.
So they'll like it, they'll comment, and that boosts engagement, and then it shows that there's like a lot of activity going on. But like if somebody's selling a computer repair shop, you know, there's not so many people that love looking at computer repair shops. And if people do like doing that, then they have other issues. But like, you know, they're gonna be like, oh, beautiful shop. So you're only gonna have the people engaging.
What a screen.
Oh, yeah. What a beautiful storefront. Oh, perfect foot traffic. People are only going to engage if they're actually interested in that shop.
Yeah. Well, I think that there are a lot of people that are just looking for something. They do not know what yet, so they're just crawling through everything. There are some people that they're looking for certain businesses.
So I wanted to ask you, I don't recall when I joined your group, do you have questions to enter the group?
Yes, I do. I do have, it's not a question, it's just for spammers, that if they spam, they're just going to get banned. And if they comment something off topic, then they're going to get banned as well. To be honest, I ban a lot of people because they post a lot of different, like, some people, they think that business for sale is not an actual business for sale. It's just to help their businesses grow. So they post a lot of clothing, a lot of masks that they're selling, a lot of, I don't know, anything else, cars, but it's not what the group is about. So yeah, I clean a lot of spam. But you know, I think that they are hired by someone that is promoting their groups like that because they forward those posts from other groups, and maybe that's their job.
Hope that that's true, because then they're making a little bit of money, you know, even though I'm sure they're not getting rich off of this job, but but at least it's better than them like, what are you doing today? I'm gonna go play some basketball, you know, maybe mow the lawn. Oh, I'm just gonna be on Facebook posting videos of people in ships and getting drowned and eaten by sharks, you know.
Oh my god.
Oh, maybe I should try that. How long have you been doing for? It's like, oh, I've been doing this for the past 5 years. You know, it's a million.
Yeah. This is how I got my first million. You want to do it? Let me teach you.
Yeah, so you ban a lot of people, okay, which is good. So you have it like, pay attention to the rules. Do you understand? Did you read the rule? You know, like, you have people, you know, agree, and then they come in.
I approve everyone who's going to my group, trying to get in. But if they give me a hard time when I have to delete a lot of posts, then they get banned.
I would like just think that, you know, it would be interesting to see how many people in your group are looking to buy a business versus how many people are looking to sell. I mean, you could do different things with that data, but just to understand the group, I'm just interested for, you know, I'm just curious, like, how many people are here to sell and how many people are here to buy? Is your group a buyer's group? If you find, right, you said like earlier that you are very appreciative when the post comes through that someone's looking for a business, because most people are posting, but maybe you have a lot of other people that are looking to buy businesses, but they're not posting that, but they're in their group scanning, right? So then you could, you know, you could tag them, you could, you know, ask them what business they're looking for, and you could connect and make sure they see the posts that they would be interested in. Just, you know, I don't know I want to get to that. Like, if you're making money off the group, if you're not making money off the group, but like, if you are making money off the group per sale, which like could be an option, you take a small percentage because you sort of are the realtor over here when two people meet on your group, this could just allow you to make more transactions.
To be honest, I do not want to do it because I do not want to get it to take a job off of realtors that actually working in New York, and they post their group their posts as well, and they're looking for those people who are buying business. All I want to do is just to see that people are actually buying businesses, and my group is helping them buy business and sell business, because a lot of posts, they're getting marked as sold, and it gives me a lot of joy that I actually helped. So that's good. And I wish actually that some people could message me saying like, oh, Anna, thank you for your group, blah blah blah, my business got sold, or I bought the business. But for now, nobody messaged me yet, but I know that they got
sold. I see a ton of businesses. I was scrolling through your group, there are a ton of businesses that say sold, that were sold. So you're really just doing it to help realtors, right? You're not making, it sounds like you're not making money,
not realtors, to help,
to help businesses.
Realtors are also helpers to help businesses, and just to help people.
Right. Realtors are helping businesses, but they're also making money. So, meaning you're helping, but you're not making money.
I do not for now, but I'm just thinking of the ways that I could make money off this group.
I would assume, you know, there's multiple ways for you to monetize. Just on the Pontoon group that I interviewed the admin, so he monetizes his group by, you know, this is something that you could apply to your group. It's work, though, so I don't know if you have your other job. But he basically goes to Craigslist and he finds boats for sale, pontoons for sale, and he calls up the owner, mm-hmm. and he basically says that he has, you know, people that are interested in buying this pontoon. If he buys him a bot, if he gets him a buyer, could he get $1,000 off the top or $2,000 off the top? So most of them say yeah. He posts mm-hmm. it to his group and sells over a week, and then he, you know, that's how he makes $1,000 to $2,000 a pop. So that's how he makes money. You could
right.
very well do that same thing. I don't know how many people, I don't know if you could go to Craigslist, but you could copy that idea that somebody who's selling a business off of Facebook, but even on Facebook, you could just take they're selling these businesses for hundreds of thousands of dollars. So even if like you take a percent or 0.5%, 0.8%, you know, I'm just saying there is room for you to make money for copying that model.
Yeah, but you know, those people who are selling their businesses, they're already struggle. So I really do not want to like, and they bring me content into the group. So if I'm going to charge them each time when they post, then like,
no, so not charging them per post, So first of all, so this guy doesn't charge the people in his group. He'll only charge dealers, right? So let's say you could charge realtors, right? That would be the same thing. He'll charge dealers. He has a monthly membership.
You know, every realtor is going to hate you right now. Whoever is going to listen to your podcast, they're going to be like,
Like, oh my gosh, I had this group. This is amazing. I can make millions of dollars. Then all of a sudden, like, charge them. Like, no.
Dear realtors, I will think
about it. Yeah, you know, I noticed there's one guy in your group, and there's, I've seen one or two people that, you know, are interested in buying businesses, and they're interested in selling, like they mm-hmm. keep on coming. So unless they're like crazy rich and they're just buying up businesses and selling businesses, chances are this guy is flipping, he's connecting buyers and sellers, and he's taking a percentage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't have to charge the restaurant owner to post. And yeah, right. So I don't know if you would want to charge the restaurant owners, you know, and obviously I think there's multiple ways you could make money from this. You could charge the realtors, you could find listings elsewhere. And then, you know, let's say if you ask mm-hmm. the question, why do you want to join this group? And then you find that most, let's say of your 40,000 people, 35 of them are looking to buy, right? So then you look for people looking to sell, and then you post in your group. You have a group of buyers. You think that most people are looking to sell, right? Because you don't get a lot of people posting looking to buy. And then you find people off of your Facebook group that are looking to buy, and then you bring them to, you connect them to the people in your group, and you find them those businesses. The basically, you're just using your group as a resource to find whatever people who don't have your resource want to find, and they don't even have to know about your resource, right? It's not like business owners are coming out to your group and you don't want to take advantage of them. They're on your group, they're posting, they're giving you content. Go over to someone who without you would not sell their business. They would file for bankruptcy, they would have to close up shop. You're going ahead and you're finding them someone to buy it from them, right? That's worth a lot of money.
Right. Well, maybe I'm sitting on a golden something and I don't even know about it. Let's see.
Whatever. You said maybe you're sitting on gold. You are sitting on gold. You're sitting on real estate. You're sitting like, it's like someone like sitting in, owns a building in Manhattan, and it's just, you know, it's empty. There's not like much. It's just like a dry apartment. Like, maybe I'm sitting on something. You know, you are. Yeah, you need to go ahead and renovate maybe and talk to the right people to put your building in the right position and to monetize it correctly and not just pass away money. But yeah, for sure. You could just be a realtor. You could still do that old, you know, be that realtor, but like remote, right? You could be a virtual realtor in New York, live wherever right. you want and like buy and sell businesses in New York. And you have the authority as the admin of your group. You have an authority that this is your space. And you're already in the business. You already mm-hmm. know the ins and outs. You know how to help people maybe with lenders and with closings and things like that. I would think that this should be able to make a nice income for you. But again, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you because it's a good way of making more
100%.
Money.
100%. Like an ad is very limited, right? An ad is like $50 a post or $100 right. a post. How many ads are you getting a day?
This is what the prices are, right? Because I was thinking
no,
about
so
like
it's more. So it happens to be there's a group. I tried advertising in for something, and they wanted to charge $250. So and like $500, but they have 30,000, and it's a very active group. But they are, you know, as someone who knows Facebook groups, they are asking for too much because, I mean, it's fine because if they could get it, they could get it, right? Mm-hmm. That's charge whatever you could get. But with Facebook groups, True. It's just very tricky because you're not dealing with an audience, even if you have a humongous group, right? Not everyone is seeing it necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. There are posts that fall completely flat. So let's say somebody spends $250 or $500 for a post and then doesn't word it correctly or doesn't speak to the right audience. So they just basically didn't even advertise, you know, sort of, because people mm-hmm. didn't see it. They didn't get the exposure. Right. So it's a risk. So mm-hmm. like a lot of the questions get a lot of exposure, like regular conversations get a lot of exposure, because I see in groups that advertise, the advertising posts get the least exposure because that's the least thing that people are interested in. People just want to see the conversation. Like mm-hmm. I interviewed someone on sustainable living. Right. So whenever he has a platform that he's promoting, mm-hmm. that's a paid advertising platform. And whenever he promotes it, it just does not get nearly as much interaction. He is building it up over time because he's consistent and he posts about it, and he talks about it. But you'll have mm-hmm. a post of a toilet flushing with a water cooler attached to it, like some cool image going crazy, like 900 likes, 500 comments. And then you'll have him promoting his thing, which is also sustainable mm-hmm. living. And all of a sudden it's like 5 likes, 13 likes, and it's like nothing. So, but you could charge whatever people are willing to pay for. So like what I've told people to do, like start low. And then if you see people want that, so then charge higher the next time. You're not like stuck in a price range, you know, you could raise your prices. Mm-hmm. So if you could find someone for $30, right. you know, that's great, right? That means you found someone who wants to pay $30 and next person try 50. And then if they mm-hmm. say no.
Yeah, you know, I want to wait till 50,000.
No. Maybe. Tomorrow. 40,000 is way more than enough to be charging for. I'm telling you, you know, like in whatever in the Jewish religion we call it, the Yetzirah, like the bad inclination. That's, you know, telling you to push it off. That's, you know, when you get to 50,000, you're going to be like, I need 60. I'm telling you, you're never going to feel comfortable. You're never going to feel comfortable. You have to do it. You have it. Whatever. I'm just saying, like, 40,000 buy and sell businesses in New York is way more than enough to be charging money to get exposure in front of your audience. Way more.
Why didn't I meet you earlier? Come on.
Like you said earlier that with my journaling that now I could start. So at least now you could start. Yeah. I mean, who knows? You know, I don't guarantee because, okay, you know, I don't know. I would think this is all just a guess. And also everything is work. You know, I could sit here and tell everyone, you know, what to do. But at the end of the day, it's very hard mm-hmm. to put in the work and to build it up and to set it up correctly. And then to also the emotional aspect is also very hard. You know, like if you're not used to charging for someone to post and like you're nervous, it's very stressful.
But
and then like
you have to overcome your stress. Like everything happens in the first time.
Right. But then like you overcome it and then like it doesn't work. And then you're like, no, I knew it was a bad idea. It's like, yeah, it's just one time. You have to try it at least 100 before, you know, or 50 right. before you decide it's a bad idea.
Right.
But it's just hard, and then it's persistence and it's consistency, you know, that's all it is. But I say that's all it is, but I understand how hard that is.
You just have to want it. You just have to have a drive to, you know, to grow. And because like it's in every aspect of life, like you have to try to grow. You have to get out of the comfort zone and just do it.
100%. Yeah. Just, you know, 100%. People like have so much stress just by hitting that create button, you know, create a group. Like, right. Oh no, I'm going to, you know how many groups there are out there that are just empty? There's no stress in hitting the create group. But like when you hit that, you feel that like, oh no, now I have to spend hours growing it and building it. Like just relax, hit create group. And then you'll worry about the next step. Now, you know, it's like weird because it doesn't make sense, but it exists. You know, I understand it. It exists. Right. It's very stressful. Right. Creating a group, picking a group cover photo, as if these things make the biggest difference.
Well, I can tell from my experience that like I created the group just for me and for my colleagues, pretty much it. But and that's why I didn't have stress. I knew that nobody's going to judge me. Nobody's exactly. going to say anything to me. It's just my group. And like, I'm going to post it there. Like if somebody else wants to post, let them post. That's it. So I think all the creators should think the same way, that no one is going to judge you for anything, for no post that you're going to make unless they're like, I don't know, not allowed on Facebook or just in the world. So, yeah, I think they should just do it, just post and let's see what happens. Just see what audience wants.
Right, exactly. You know, I have a group for admins because of the podcast. I just popped it up, and I didn't either want to start it, you know, because I started the podcast. I started the podcast because I had paid someone who teaches Facebook groups because, you know, to me, the idea makes sense to be able to create a community and monetize it. You know, the person who I paid a few hundred dollars, and he basically said everything that made sense, but at the end of the day, it was lacking. Like, he said things that like, oh, you don't, you know, you don't even have to write the content. Just go to Google and post articles. So like, it makes sense. But then when you start doing it, you're like, this is so like not legit.
You know why? Because it's not what you created. It's not what you want. You have to have a drive to do it. You have to want to do it. It should be your hobby at first, because if you create the group just to monetize it, it's not going to work. It's with everything you do, unless you work for someone who pushes you to do something.
Right.
But if you do something yourself, then you have to want it. You have to like it.
Right, 100%. At first. 100%. You said it right. And it's so interesting. And that's one of the things I learned from this podcast interviewing these admins, is that so many of them started it without the intention to grow it. They just started because they wanted a place to post their projects. They started it because like they're like, I don't know, why not? I decided to start it. And now they have 100,000 people in it. Somebody has close to 500,000 people and everything DIY because she wanted to post her project, Michelle Lynn. She wanted to post her projects into a group for people to see, for her friends. And there was no pressure. So she posted every day. Her friends joined. And then it just grew over time. And that's it. But like when you start a group with intention of either making money or of growing a large group, so then a week or 2 weeks pass by and then like nobody joins your group. You're like, okay.
And doesn't grow.
Yeah. You're like knocked out. Yeah.
You give up. I know some people who open their Instagram accounts and or Facebook groups at first, like I don't know, like a year, they were posting like on and off. They could be posting every day first month, but the second month they just didn't have inspiration or motivation to post anything. But then they came back and they started posting again. So I believe that you shouldn't be so harsh on yourself that, oh my God, I don't have inspiration. That's it. You know, like it's going to come there.
Right. And this is why people get so stressed out when they're pressed the create button, because like they feel that pressure. But like it's all pretend, it's all made up, it's all like emotional stuff that doesn't really exist. And the only reason why it's real is just because you're dealing with it, right? Really, it's not really there, right? No one's stopping you from posting content, or it's just like you feel like
all in your head.
Exactly. This is the first time I discussed actually on a podcast about like the emotional aspects of like creating a group. And this was a crazy awesome episode. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your growth and your mind-boggling group on Facebook.
And thank you to Asher. It was really, really a pleasure speaking with you and learning new things, and hope I inspired some of your listeners to create their group and grow it.
Hey there. I hope this episode helped you along with your journey. If you enjoyed, be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes. That's it for today. Take care, and I'll see you next time.